Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Glitz and Glamour with your host, Model Angela. And unfortunately, Houston Riri would not be on the show today because she had some other minor emergencies to tend to. But we do have the wonderful Betty J.
What's good?
Nothing. Why is it like every time that intro plays, I'm like, we really need to get a new intro?
Yeah, see, it's what it is, basically. It's basically giving you, you know, that vibe to say, you know what, we gotta get some more. What am I trying to figure out? Inspiration. That's the word I'm looking for. It's some more inspiration to get a new intro. And be like,
something
okay,
like,
man, yeah, all right, this part of Beyonce's song, we want to change it up, man.
Yeah, I've been trying to find an upcoming dope female artist who would like to record our intro. But we're going to see. We're going to see who steps up and be like, Angela, let me do your intro for Glitz and Glamour. I'm be like, girl, please, help with that.
Yeah, so that's what I'd be doing. Like, I don't know, this girl wants to do an intro.
Yes. But, hey, somebody's going to help me sooner or later. Also, tonight's show, we will be having our interview with Five Corner Productions tonight as well, which were the winners of the last week's Hot or Not song battle. And this week, we have two new contestants for the Hot or Not song battle, which is J Dot and Quo. And we'll be playing their songs later on. And we're also going to let you know what time to call in and start voting for, you know, which song is. Well, I'm not going to tell y'all right now, so then y'all going to start calling and trying to vote, and y'all ain't even heard the song yet. So, I'm not going to tell you. But, in other news,
yes.
I don't have any. You know what? I was watching, what is this, The Real Housewives of Atlanta? Is that what it's called? I think so.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I think that's what it's called. Because, see, I don't really watch a lot of reality TV. The only thing I watched was Love & Hip Hop Atlanta just because it was pure comedy. You know, you need a good laugh like that. It keeps you young. But The Real Housewives of Atlanta, is that the one with, like, Phaedra and Nene and all of them? I think that's it. I'm sad. I got to do better. Anyway, I was watching that show. And
I know. You didn't even know the name of the show. You was over there tripping out. What is it?
I think that.
I really think
that's the name of the show, though. But, like, they have the most unnecessary arguments ever in life. And I don't understand that. Like, that's a big thing to me. And, like, a woman, especially. Women always carry the longest, dumbest grudges ever. Like, it'd be the stupidest stuff. And guys be like, oh, yeah, you pissed me off, whatever. They keep it moving. They see each other, they speak. That's it. They just go have their fight. They're going to be friends the next day, or they not going to speak. And that's it. No, not females. They have to fight every time they see each other. They got to talk about this person. They got to cut this friend off because this friend still cool with that friend who you don't like, so they're not friends. Like, why is that?
Mm-mm-mm.
I need some answers.
I don't know, sir. But you know, while you're talking about, while you're over here talking about all this stuff about reality TV, apparently Tammy Roman is quitting Basketball Wise.
Is she?
Yes, yes, yes.
Unfortunately, I don't know which one that is. Who is it?
Tammy. Yeah, you got what? When you watch Basketball Wise, you know Tammy Roman. You know she's getting a bunch of acting roles now. She's on that show, Bales. She's putting that show.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about now. Oh, why's she getting off the show?
Well, she's been fighting. No, she's been fighting and whatnot with everybody. So you know how that goes. The wow, people want to fight. Only want to deal with the fight for so long. But I said that yesterday. I was watching the show and I told my sister. I said, she's already in the middle of a mess. Like she's like she always
yeah.
like and it's like this when I just look at her, it's like some messy spirit is coming off of her.
He said some messy spirit is coming off of her.
You gotta do like that.
That is too funny.
So yeah, I can't put a finger on that. What's wrong with her. And
I'm not really sure. It's like okay, like, and that confuses me about shows when they kick people off for always, you know, altercations and stuff like that. But the way it seems to me
but
is like
the
shows are set up
she
for
quit.
That type of stuff.
Did she quit? She didn't get kicked out. She quit. Yeah.
That's crazy. But I do have some other news. See, I knew I had some kind of news to talk about. That Drake album leak. Best leak ever, because Drake's new album, it's actually worth buying. I'm going to get it. And I haven't bought a CD in a long time. Have you listened to it?
I have not listened to it a leak. You know, I'm just,
no,
I,
you
know,
you
I hear Drake. Most of Drake's songs are already played in the club already, so it's just really like, why buy the album?
Yeah,
with DJ.
But some
and
of
just,
them, really, I didn't hear a lot of that's already playing. See, you need to buy
it. Really, a lot of stuff. I mean, if no new friends, and what's the other one? Why can't think of a name? The one that came from. Don't know. Why can't think of the song right now? What did he say? No, he said no new friends. Another song. Well, that song is. That's what I'm trying to think of. I can't think of the name right now. I can't think of the name. But
don't ask
that,
me.
That's
looking name.
I'm coming home. I'm like, that's going to make me buy the CD. Nah, it's just not. It's not going to make me buy the CD, people. Was it going to make me listen to the leak? Was it going to make me buy the CD? He be putting out some DVD, he put out some stuff, some nice stuff for some anthem tracks and whatnot. But a lot of times, I hear them so much between the radio and when I DJ, I got to play them too. So it's kind of like I'm played out with them, you know. Say, hey, play when I'm in the club.
I think you should
sometime.
Give a chance for me.
I don't know, man. I'll think about it. I appreciate it.
At least the thought.
But,
it helps.
Because,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Y'all know what else is really starting to get on my nerve? Like, last week, Gucci Mane had that, you know, extreme week of Twitter rant.
Yeah,
now
they
Gucci
deleted
Mane
his
is in
Twitter,
jail.
Quote unquote.
Now he in jail. Like Gucci, no, first he fighting in the mall or trying to fight in the mall. Then he in jail. Like really, Gucci? Why do people even entertain Gucci Mane? Tell me that. Number one.
I don't follow this fake crap of him trying to tell me that his Twitter's always getting hacked. I just what I believe. I believe he got caught up, and you know he keeps trying to. He knows that hacking excuse is not going to work anymore because it's getting old and played out. So now we caught your ass. Now you want to start doing all this extra to try to, you know, get some love and have people feel sorry for you. But Sadie J not going to feel sorry for you, man.
That is so childish. You know what? A lot of these like little media sites, they are very interesting. And I don't even
some of them
make
extra messy.
They
just start messy.
Yeah, that be having the stupidest stuff. And I don't know what it is. Okay, you might can't answer this for me, but okay, like earlier this week, no, it was late last week, excuse me, somebody posted a picture because they were on media takeout. And I'm like, okay, fine, you're on media takeout. But then people are under there making comments. I know who the person is. I just don't want to say any names. But why do you follow somebody on a social network just so that you can say something negative every time they post something? Like,
right.
What does that say about your life? Like, that is so pointless to me. Like, people sit and purposely follow somebody just to insult them.
Hey, that's what it is. I mean, some people, they're like, you know how they say, misery loves company. Well, you're trying to get a little bit of company. That's what it is. But I think it's about that time for a music break.
It is about time for a music break. And we are going to go ahead and play the two songs for our Hot or Not song battle tonight. Our first song will be J. Dot Mars. And when we come back after that song, I introduce song number two. So this is song number one, J. Dot Mars.
I'm on my way to Mars, floating in this bitch, I don't even need a car. Bottles in my section, don't need to go to the bar. You fucking with a star, they know who we are. Double cup in my hand, chick saying I'm leaning. I ain't paid much for this shit, but you can't have none, I'm greedy. I'm fiending for that taste now, just knock me and Ace down. This purple got me flow, like I'm paralyzed from the waist down. I'm high, please don't kill my vibe. Mad room in my spaceship, just hop in my ride. Baby, tell me what your fix, I got whatever you like. I'ma get you right, I'ma get you right. I'm gone. Oh. For my smokers, yeah, this one for my chokers. My permission seems simple. Style phone cup holders and to my pill poppers. Whatever gets you rocking, whatever gets you rolling. Yeah, you perked up and you know it. Just keep the perks flowing until you start dozing. Whatever does the job, whatever gets you to Mars. These mollies got me dancing with the stars. This coconut to rock got me charged. That's no lie. If I fall, I might die. I'm so high. Shorty next to me, she on the same note. She's so right. Now we both high. She just waiting for me to land it. I told her sex is better when you on another planet. We gone. Ho. For my smokers, yeah, this one for my chokers, my permission seems zippers. I say this one for my smokers, yeah, this one for my chokers, my permission seems zippers. We gone.
Our first song for our Hot or Not battle tonight, Mars by J. Dot. And if you want to vote for that song, that will be song number one. And we're about to go into song number two, which is by artist Quo, and it's Out of There.
This is a Haxi Duck.
Bought a Patron, now I'm gone. I'm out of there. Haters in my zone, leave me alone. They out of there. I'm gon' beat it up and send her home. She out of there. Hit the club and turn up and then we gone. Bitch, we out of there.
Whoever invited her can't catch feelings. I only one night of you. Go back home to whoever delighted. You know you can't lose when they all be cool. When they get drunk, start acting a fool. Plus, when the bottle there, really be out of there. Wet like they been in the pool.
Please don't get me started. Right now, I'm living life, and it's been one hell of a party. I'm cheaping like I'm Marley. Got 10 bottles of Ciroc and some Bacardi. So I told them, bring me 4 bottles of Patron. Now I'm gone. From the bar, and I'm still here, but the club already been closed. Somebody need to get my car. I don't even know how many more steps to go. Give me my keys, let down the window, cut up the radio, back on the road. Two bitches been carrying me, talking about marrying me. Must be a drinker, this really ain't happening. I look to the left and I look to the right. I look at them both like this only must matter me. I really need to control myself. What I need to say, I need to hold my breath. I came with a driver, I drove myself. They be acting the same, but they knew how I felt. They knew how I felt. On that good, make you feel some type of way. Told myself to never ever put my mic away. Hit the club, turn up and get them hyped today. Hit the bar and tell the waiter what I like today. Four bottle Patron, now I'm gone. I'm out of there. Haters in my zone, leave me alone. They out of there. I'm gon' beat it up and send her home. She out of there. Hit the club and turn up and then we gone. Bitch, we out of there.
For tonight's, that was song number two for tonight's Higher Not Matter, Out of There by Quo. So if you want to vote for J-Dot, that's song number one, Mars. And if you want to vote for Quo, that's song number two, Out of There. And we're about to go into our interview with, we have Cash and Rich on the line of Five Corner Productions. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, what up?
Clappers.
Hey, you gotta bring your check in with some love. You gotta work up, man, right? You know, I try to fuck up, man, right? You know.
Oh, just FYI, everybody, y'all can go ahead and start calling in to cast your vote on tonight's Titan Night Song Battle. Somebody's window there.
All right, I'll be behind the
scenes. Hi, guys, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
How y'all doing? Going on?
Oh, nothing. Just about to get started on y'all interviews. Y'all ready?
Already. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. No problem. So, who is Five Corner Productions?
Five Point of Productions is a brotherhood/record label. We bring all kind of different music to you, R&B, rap, you know what I'm saying, street music, fly music, just everything, you know what I'm saying? It's a brotherhood.
Oh, okay. And who all are the artists who are under the label?
You want to answer that, Rich?
We got Tasha Scott, which is, you know, who on the line right now. We got our Captain C. Wells, Admiral C. Wells. We got Five Point of Jazz, Cool Jazz. We got Richie Rich, which is me, of course. We got Frost Music. We got Brock. We got Sid Vicious and many other artists. We got Ace Tags. We got B Green. We got Robert. We got a lot of people on. I don't know if you want me to go through everybody.
You can go to the YouTube channel and check everything out. Fresh is 1007. See the whole movement and all the music we doing.
That's a shameless plug, but you know, we hear you. So, is everybody with Five Pointer from Houston, or are y'all from different areas?
We're not all from Houston. We got people all over. Like, I'm from Louisiana. You know what I mean? So I hold it down for Lafayette, Louisiana, and the whole Louisiana movement. And then, you know, got our people from Houston. We got people up in New York. Atlanta, everywhere.
Got people out there in Vegas, my boy T. Nick, you know what I'm saying, out there in Vegas. We even got boys in Europe, you know what I'm saying, my bro Darius.
Oh, okay. We're hitting all of the area. That's good. I'm proud of y'all.
Appreciate that.
So how long have y'all been rapping?
I've been rapping since I was about 8 years old.
And I've been rapping since I was about 13.
So,
yeah, so we've been in there for a minute.
In the game, hold.
So, Cash, what is it about rap that gives you, like, your passion? What's your passion towards rap?
I mean, it's a release for me. Ever since I was young, you know what I'm saying, all my brothers and stuff, they hoop. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't really good at hooping. I was good with words, so I started rapping from there. It's just really a release from everything, you know. It's what I use to get away from everything that's in the world. Is like, it's my comfort zone.
Oh, okay. So, Rich, what's your passion with rap?
My passion with rap is the capability of being able to express yourself in a different way than, you know, just talking, where you can, you know, put rhymes together and let people know how you feel and for them to have that connection with you. But, I mean, like I said, I've been rapping since I was 13, and so, you know, a lot of the times it's been hard for me to get a lot of things across, you know, with my parents and everybody like that. So, you know, I found, you know, rapping was, you know, a way for me to, you know, let my feelings go and, you know, and put it on paper and let everybody know what I'm feeling.
Okay, that's what's up. So, because I don't know for sure, do y'all have, like, a compilation album with everybody who's a part of the label, or are you doing individual albums? Right now, or how's that going?
Yeah, we got a compilation album getting ready to come out in about 2 weeks. It's called Money Never Sleep. It's gonna have something from everybody that's on the label. You know what I'm saying? Wells, me, Frost, Rich, Rando. I mean, Cool Jazz. Just everybody. Yes, it's gonna be a big old compilation CD. Money Never Sleep coming soon.
Okay.
And then also, we got our individual mixtapes that we got out. You know, I got my life stories out. Cash has his One Life to Live. C. Wells has The Poor. We got Cool Jazz coming out with the Cool Prince Jazz mixtape. Frost Music has the Lyrical Vocalist. I'm coming out with my second mixtape, which is The Beginning of Fame. And Frost Music coming out with his Coda Story of a Told album. So, you know, we just working, putting in that work.
That's what's up. So you said that you have all these albums and mixtapes coming out. Where will people be able to, you know, stay updated with your information as far as, you know, getting those projects when they drop?
You can go online on datpiff.com. And we're currently about to start a promotional tour, too. So we're going to be hitting all kind of all different cities and stuff in the United States. So That's coming real soon, our promotional tour. So we're going to have it up on our website and stuff real soon where we're going to be at.
And then you can also go on our Facebook pages, Five Pointer Ridge, Cool Jazz, and Admiral C. Wells. You got Cash and Sky Facebook page, as well as our Instagram, Five_Pointer_Ridge, Cash's Sky, Young Sky So Fresh. You got Five Pointer Jazz, Admiral C. Wells, Frost Music. You know, all our Instagram pages going to have the information on there as well. So, you know, we got links everywhere.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, Cash, Rich told me he kind of like, well, he didn't tell me, to everybody, that he kind of relates, you know, his rap, his, you know, his feelings and things like that, and pretty much expressing himself. Is that the same thing that you do as far as what you deliver in your music, or what gives you your drive and behind your music?
Yeah, basically, majority of what I rap about is what I go through and, you know what I'm saying, stuff that I'm doing right now, so. Yeah, it's just a form of release, like I said, you know what I'm saying? So basically whatever I'm going through at the time or whatever I've been through or whatever I'm going, you know what I'm saying? That's basically what I rap about. So, yeah, it's all that.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you guys a few other questions. So, Rich, name your top three artists in the game right now and why.
My top three artists in the game, of course, is Drake, because, like I said, I mean, coming from my personal aspect of the music, you know, I feel like his expression and, you know, what he's been through in life and how he can, you know, put it on music and let everybody else feel the same way that he's feeling, I feel like that's a great talent to hold. My second is Lil Wayne, of course, with his lyrical ability and how he put words together and the metaphors and punchlines, you know, I feel like that's crazy. You know what I mean? So, of course, he has a skill that, you know, a lot of people don't have. And then I would also have to say Kanye West. And the reason why Kanye West is because, you know, him not caring, you know what I mean? A lot of the stuff people don't agree with what he does, you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff that he does that I don't agree with, but, you know, at the end of the day, he makes his music the way he wants to make his music. I feel like if we had more people like that in the game, you know, the game would be crazy.
Right, right. Good reason. So, Cash, you're the top three artists and why?
My top three artists that's in the game right now?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go with T.I., you know what I'm saying? I've been a fan of his since I was younger and stuff. I just like how he come off and, you know what I'm saying, the realness in his music. T.I., I'm gonna say Wayne too. You know, I listen to a lot of Wayne. You know, he been grinding since he was 14, so, you know what I'm saying, he got that drive and, you know, Wayne, he never got a style of his music. And I'm gonna say Drake. You know what I'm saying? Drake just be jamming basically. I be feeling him.
Pretty good one. I give y'all that. So have y'all heard his latest project leaked out? Have y'all heard it yet or no? Drake's latest project.
Oh, yeah. I've been jamming that for the last couple of days now. I feel like that's
I ain't heard it yet.
I feel like that's one of his hardest albums.
Really?
Yeah.
I really do too, but.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I ain't heard it yet, but I've been hearing a lot of good reviews on it. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably pick it up real soon, but I ain't heard it yet.
That's what's up. So, like, where do you see, like, being in Houston? I know, like, y'all not all from Houston, but being in Houston as of now, where do y'all see the Houston underground rap game going from this point?
You can get that, Rich.
Honestly, I feel like as far as underground is concerned, I mean, I'm not too specific on, you know, I know, you know, back in the days, you know, it was popping real hard, you know, but everybody trying to go mainstream, you know, it's been like that, but everybody is focused on mainstream now instead of the underground, you know, specifics of it. So, you know, I mean, I feel like, you know, a lot of people got to step their game up. You know what I mean? Especially with us coming. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we going straight to the top, you know, hands down. So, I mean, a lot of these cats that's out here, you know what I mean? I mean, they cool, but, you know what I mean? They got to be on something different in order to make it. So that's how I feel about it.
Well, that
does make
a lot of sense.
I see the underground in Houston. I mean, hopefully it take off soon, you know what I'm saying? I just, like, as long as you know you got to invest money into yourself, you know what I'm saying? A lot of underground artists right now, they don't really want to put no money into themselves, and they ain't really trying to get out there and grind, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of younger dudes right now that's rapping, you know what I'm saying? They just looking for handouts and stuff like that. But the people that is grinding and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I see them going somewhere if they willing to go out there and grind for it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, we got people like Kirko, how he just came out, you know what I'm saying? And really right now, that's the only underground artist right now that I really just be really hearing about out there in Houston right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Shit, like Rich said, you know what I'm saying? The underground artists in Houston, they really got to step it up, you know what I'm saying? So we can be a big powerhouse like Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? We can do something like that, you know what I'm saying? We just got to step it up. The underground artists.
And you know, it's really good that you mentioned that artists need to invest in themselves. And it's funny because since I started doing artist interviews, every artist has said that you have to invest in yourself. However, I still come across these artists who are just like, oh wow, I put all my money into the studio, and then you hear the track and it sounds like you're in a closet. It's just like they make any excuse possible to get everything for free. And, like, everything that's free ain't good for you.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but I feel that there is a such thing as bad publicity. That's just like me shooting with any photographer just because they told me it's free. If the quality of the work is not to a certain quality, like, period, why would I do that? I feel like it's taking a step backwards just to get something free.
It's basically like you get what you pay for. You know what I mean?
Pay
for trash.
Exactly.
And at the same time, I mean, anybody can go make music, you know what I'm saying? And you got to get out there and grind with it. You can make the hottest song, you know what I'm saying, in the streets right now. But if you ain't really get out there and grind with it, ain't nobody heard it, you just another song, you know what I'm saying? You just another artist. But you got to get out there and grind with it and put your money behind yourself.
Hey, please, I hope that everybody is listening right now because these people are speaking the real life truth. No reason to make a song if nobody's going to hear it. If you're the only one playing it, you and grandma, nobody knows what's going on. So we just going to need y'all to market y'all playing a little better. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it alone because they're going to say I'm talking about people. Anywho, so as far as all of this, because I know rap takes a lot of your time. Do you do a lot of shows, or do you have any up-and-coming shows?
We do a lot of shows and stuff like that. Right now we really been focusing on dropping this mixtape, so we about to have a lot of shows that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? We got a new single called Through the Night that we about to start pushing right now. So yeah, we got a lot of shows coming up as soon as we drop this mixtape.
Okay. Well, make sure y'all let me know about the show so I can go ahead and let everybody else know.
And you can see the previous shows on YouTube too, you know, all the previous shows that we've been doing.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Now, I just got to know that there is a caller who would like to speak to my guest tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on now.
All right.
Hello, what's up?
Whoa.
What's good? Good. Yo.
Hey,
yo,
what's up?
Man.
What do we have on the line?
This Quo himself, one for the number two song, out of there.
Oh, hey, Quo, how you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, I just wanted to come up and clarify, you know what I'm saying? I submitted the song, but the song is actually by a guy that goes by the name of King James.
You said King James?
Yeah, his name King James of DAC.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm his brother. When I submitted the song, they put it under my name.
No problem. So, guys, if you're voting for song number two, that's King James out of there.
King James out of there.
Thank you.
You want to speak with him real quick?
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? King James, right?
Yeah, this is King.
Hi. Okay. Did you have a question for the artists who are interviewing right now?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, you know what I'm saying, where you reside at. Let's link up and do a feature or something.
Oh yeah, we are here in Houston. You know what I'm saying? We are all over Houston. Like I said, you can link up with us on our Facebook pages, or we can exchange numbers after the interview and stuff like that. We can do something.
Let's do that.
All right, thank you for calling. So speaking of, since you did question about doing features, do you often do a lot of features for other artists?
No, not really. I mean, if you're serious about your craft and you really trying to push it, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I will consider it, but if you, like, really just ain't really trying to do nothing with your music, then I won't waste my time putting a verse on nothing.
I'm the same way.
So if I asked y'all to drop a 16 on my song, y'all wouldn't do it?
For you, I would for you.
Yeah, for sure. You Angela, we got you. Let us know when you're ready. As long as you see everybody, we got you.
It gotta be hot too, dog. It gotta be hot. It gotta be hot.
We can't just throw a verse on anything.
But y'all was supposed to make it hot for me, though.
You supposed to already have it hot. You supposed to enhance it.
Okay, y'all got too much faith in me. But just to give everybody an update on the song battle, song number one, J. Dot Mars, has 0 votes. So, yeah. Song number two by King James has 12 votes. So everybody continue voting. The voting lines will be open until 10:50. Song number two, don't get too comfortable because I have seen some comeback blowouts.
Okay.
But anyway. I'm really working on my people skills. Can y'all tell?
Yeah, I can see. You're doing
just
good.
Just a little bit.
Thank you. I try. You know. So speaking of people skills, tell me 2 good things about the rap industry and 2 bad things, like 2 likes and 2 dislikes, you could say, about the rap game.
Go ahead, Richie. You take care of it first. I want to type the same time you're talking.
I feel like two good things about the rap industry is, you know, getting your name out there and letting people see, you know, the potential you have, as well as, you know, of course, being able to take care of your family. You know, it's a high quality out there. So, you know what I mean? To know that, you know, your passion and what you love to do is, you know, is being, you know, brought to you with money and all that, you know, I feel like, you know, that's you know, of course, you know, something good that the rap industry brings to you. 2 bad things, I would say, you know, the negativity in regards of, you know, what people don't like and what people like. You know, it's real judgmental, which, you know, life is, but, you know what I mean, sometimes, what you put out is what you put out, and, you know, if somebody don't like it, they're gonna do you hard with it. So, That's what I feel, good and the bad. I guess that makes sense.
All right, okay. With me, the good I see it's like it gives you know, the younger generation like different avenues to take. You know what I'm saying? You know, the avenues coming out of certain parts and out of the hood and stuff like that. It's a different avenue. And like I said, it's a way to make money, you know, real good money, you know what I'm saying? And while doing something you love to do. And the thing that I don't like, shit, everybody do it. Everybody rap. You know what I'm saying? Even people who can't rap, they rap. And another thing that I don't like is sometimes, you know, stuff ain't what it seems, you know? Like I said, like, you know, you deal with all kind of different people who say they can do this and do that, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't really like that, you know what I'm saying? So you just got to play your cards right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. And those are actually very good ones, especially the likes and dislikes, because sometimes the good is also a bad at the same time. I can definitely relate.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all do have another guest caller who wants to speak to y'all. I'm talking about a caller who wants to speak to our guest tonight.
by the name of music. So we're going to go ahead and bring them on now, okay? Don't judge me, y'all.
All right. Hello?
Did they get scared?
Did you disconnect them?
No, I didn't disconnect them. Maybe they got nervous.
Nah, I ain't get nervous.
Nah, he ain't get nervous.
Oh.
You ain't nervous.
What's good? Hey, y'all holding it down for the fives, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to say that. I appreciate y'all boys holding it down because our team is strong and everybody witnessing the true abilities that we do have, you know what I'm saying, with this music. And, you know, I'm going to keep holding it down on that R&B end, and I see y'all boys holding it down on that rap game. So I want to see that continue.
Already. That's music right there. Fox music. Five point on R&B sensation right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Fox music. I think I heard your music before.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a good thing to know. She listened. You're going to have some new stuff coming up soon. Like he told you about the cold story.
Make sure you send it to me so I can play it too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's what's up. Thank you so much for calling.
Appreciate it.
And right now, we're about to go ahead and play the winner song, Five Corner Productions, song battle. The song that was in the battle last week that actually won, which is 5 Minutes by Five Corner Productions. And that has Rich, Cash, and Jazz.
Hey, what up, baby? You looking all straight?
Already.
Hey, what up, baby? What you looking all stressed and shit for? Five. Hey, never mind them. Them niggas be tripping. Anyways, put your hair down, baby. Come jump in this drop with me. Let's roll. She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right. Fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right. Fuck with a five nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right. Fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right. Fuck with a five nigga.
Top of my new whip, some type of foreign shit make your bitch sick. My gold bezels make the bitch flip. He's a lame nigga, she like my dick. Got her at the show screaming five shit. She a down bitch when I hit the lick. Spin your bread, use a fucking trick. I like my bitches like I like my whip. Talking shit can get your head bust. No tolerance, shout out to my clip. 5-piece, shout out to the click. I got a money tree that can keep me rich. Bank rolls for the hell of it. Satin sheets for the delicate. These bitches choosing, gotta make it quick. Cause it's back to grind as soon as I'm supposed to be. Making moves when I'm taking trips. Flying overseas just to watch them strip. 2 chains, I'm different. And I ain't doing no tripping. Mad at me cause of my currency. And if the pussy weak, then it's a blur to me. She'll pass around like offering. And if the head good, then we adopting them. Five.
She say she wanna fuck with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. She say she wanna roll with a real nigga. She say she tired of fucking with them lame niggas. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga. Get your mind right, fuck with a five nigga.
She said she tired of them lame niggas. It's cool jazz and I ain't nothing like your main nigga. I'm spontaneous, why he keeps it the same with ya. So play your role, you'd be surprised with the game. Get you, switch it up. Roll the switcher while you back it up. Dump the truck, switch positions. Kama Sutra and skinny dipping. Secret missions of ecstasy. Escapades under canopies. My stamina, my pedigree. Legendary, get your mind right. Dig long, hit the spine right. I was bred to handle this line. I'm like, man, I shine bright. You pussy niggas, it's all hype, but it's alright. I fucked your bitch on the late night, send her home to you in the same night. She fucked the fine of that brain right. You a lame right, get your game right. It's live life, keep it live life.
She say she wanna fuck with a real
to ask no price. Mr. Do what I like, Mr. Change too bright. Can't rock with you if you afraid of height. If the head right, I'm there every night. Man, I won shit, shit, you heard right. I'm the freshest on the west, that's on Jesus Christ. Mean rip game, it ain't nothing nice. Baby, grab my hand and we can take flight. Shit on all my exes, shit on all your exes. Take you out the Honda, put you in the Lexus. Left the lame nigga, now you straight flexing. Keep killers with me, I know you ain't flexing. Shit, call me God, cause I be straight blessing. Insecure nigga, cause you be straight stressing. I can teach you things, that's a fucking lesson. Chick sell me, that's the only confession. Keep 100 stacks in my possession. I keep a couple dimes like I'm straight corn collecting. When I'm horny, I'm the one she's texting. I keep her busting back to back like a Smith and Wesson. Oh, lame nigga, damn shame, nigga. Don't be mad at me, you know the game, nigga. Yo, chick chose, I'm so cold. And them Gucci clothes, jewels all go.
She said she wanna fuck with a real nigga.
Like, that's cool. That's one of them songs you can't help but jam.
Yeah, you just got to jam. You want to go talk trash to somebody, like, let them know. Like, call a chick out. Like, you and the club, you see a chick that's, like, acting funny. Right. Go to a chick that's in the club acting funny and call, like, pick up the mic and call out and say, she said she want to fuck with a real nigga.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, let them know.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Are you really about that life?
You got to do the south side for that one. Just one time. You know what I'm saying? That's all. So that was five minutes about 5 point of production. You couldn't help it? Were you over there dancing too?
I couldn't wait to get in and talk to her and say, she said she want to fuck with a real nigga.
Already. That's what she said.
Okay, so before I let y'all go, go ahead and once again give us your places that we can, you know, look all your music up, as well as your Twitter and Instagram, and any closing remarks that you have for us tonight.
All right, you can reach me on Instagram at Young Sky So Fresh, YungSkySoFresh. You know what I'm saying? Rich.
You can reach me on Instagram at 5_Rich. Also, you can reach me on Facebook as 5_Rich as well, and Twitter 5_Rich. So, everything the same.
Hello.
And just be looking out for our new mixtape, Money Never Sleep. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give a shout out to our newest member, you know what I'm saying? Lil Nick.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Our newest member. He got a new mixtape coming out real soon. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be heard.
Speaking of which, man, he's on the line right now. He's just talking.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
What up, Lil Nick?
How you doing, man? This is Lil Nick, a.k.a. Slow Boogie, man, one of the new members out of 5 Pointers, man. I want to thank Nate, Rich, Cool Jazz, and my man C-Well, man. I'm coming soon, man, with a mixtape called... I just want to be here strictly for the streets, man. But I want to thank the squad for giving me an opportunity.
Already.
We got you, man. We got you.
Now, see, that's
no
real.
Doubt.
When you just have people randomly calling up here, thanking for opportunities, that's real. Let me get down, y'all.
Bye.
I got you. Hey, you got to be tested out, though.
Okay,
what you say? I told you.
Talking to Andrew.
I told Ezra she got to be tested out first. Who got to be
okay,
tested out?
Okay, give me a shirt and a hat.
Angela says she's trying to get down.
Oh, she got to be
tested
out first.
Yeah, why
Angela says she's trying to fuck with a real nigga.
See, y'all got to go.
Already, Nick, appreciate that, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Bless.
Already.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
We appreciate y'all having us.
No problem. Thank you so much for joining us, you guys. Wish you well. Make sure you keep me updated.
That's a bit. Holla.
Bye-bye.
Y'all be easy, man.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, City.
What's up? You know, they something to keep talking trash now. I mean, I'm about to go in the club and I'm going to like that's gonna be like an opening song. Like if I see a chick that's like acting not acting right, and I'm gonna play that. See, that's what I love about being a DJ. I get to be like, I get to talk noise and music. So
with
if
the music
acting funny, I'm gonna talk trash. I'm gonna front her out. She said she wanna fuck with a real nigga. I'm gonna call her out.
Like this one right here for you, baby girl, in the blue dress.
Yeah, it's for you. You went over there. So you said you want. You over here talking about. You over here putting your Twitter.
We don't feel anything.
You know, we're gonna call her out. We're gonna put her foot in her face and let her know, hey, what's up with it?
Yeah, I'm rocking with that song. Pretty tough. I like that though. It kind of got like a little sway swag type to it. You know, you get in the club, get your drink. You kind of lay back, chill, and that's all come on. You got to get up and dance.
Yeah, so it's like.
Maybe not.
Talk a little trash. Hey, it's one of those songs. It's one of those songs where you could be in the car. It's like, I'm like, you could be in the car, like in a car show, like a car show type song. But then it's also like a song you can like vibe in the club. You feel like, you feel some type, you feel in the type of mode where you like, man, you know what? Dang, this chick I just talked to. She goes, she don't know what she's about to get into. She says she won't fuck with real makeup. Let her know what time it is.
That's so funny. Oh, just so y'all know, the voting has stopped, and it stopped at 10:50, so it stopped 1 minute ago. And I'm trying to play us like we cheated anybody. But, the voting has stopped. We know who the winners are, but we're not going to tell you just yet.
All right, so we'll give y'all a quick overview of what songs it were. So we're going to play song number one first, a little bit of song number one. This is J. Dot Mars, and then we're going to play song number two, a little bit of that. So hold on. King James song, everybody? Has everybody been hitting me up about it? Out of there, here we go.
This is a hack production.
Four bottle Patron, now I'm gone. I'm out of there. Haters in my zone, leave me alone. They out of there. I'm gonna beat it up and send her home.
Also the two songs from the battle. All right, so it's about that time.
Drum roll,
Maya
please.
Angela. You want to go ahead and let them know who won?
Drum roll, please.
Yeah.
You are extremely childish for that music, okay?
I still on top of it, you know.
I see. In a surprising blowout win, we have a total of 0-14. 14 being King James out of there. So King James has won the Hot or Not Song Battle for this week and will be. And we will be contacting him to do an interview next week. So congratulations to King James and his team, Quoth, and that is the person who did go ahead and get his music to us. We will be contacting you shortly to make sure we set up your interview properly. Also, if you want to submit your music, just send your music to IndieEverything, IndieEverything, @gmail.com. Make sure you send your stage name, your song title, along with your music, and your social network, so that way I can contact you. Otherwise, you're not going to be considered. Okay? Thank you. Also, I want to
so we're
going to
give y'all some tips. We give y'all the link a week ahead of time for the most part. Make sure you put that link out there. And you put the call-in number, because they can't call if you ain't got the number and the link. And they can't listen if they ain't got the link. So make sure you build them two things, because that's important. And if you don't promote it, how the hell they going to be able to vote for you? I'm just saying.
Preach to them, Sandy. Preach. make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Model Angela, IammodelAngela, and I do follow back, okay? So make sure y'all follow me. Shout out to my co-host, Houston_Riri. Make sure you follow her as well. She is fine. She will be back with us next week. And also follow Steady J, and he's probably going to give y'all his own information.
All right, y'all know me. Y'all pretty much find me everywhere about this type of thing. Steady J Dusk, CEDDY, letter J, DUSK. If your artists are trying to, you know, really link and do more stuff, not even just on the radio show, but get yourself pushed more, and you want to be on a social network that's not just collecting checks off of you and actually taking an actual active part of your career, then you want to be on DustSpot.com. It's DUSKSPOT.com. I guarantee you over there, you're going to feel a difference of the love we show people. If you come on in and you active, then people going to be active with you. You can't come on in and just be a bump on the log. There ain't nothing going to happen. And I want to say, Riri, why I saw that picture on the website. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'll see
the
place, man. Okay.
All right, now I see you got another caller. I think I know who this is. Watch me use my second powers. Is this Carter Blue?
Yes, it is.
Good, man. I'm good, Lord. I know. Somebody wipe me down because I'm hot.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Yeah,
I bet.
This is the first time I'm tuned in. I like the show, you know. So, yeah, I just thought I'd show some love.
Thank you. I'm glad that we got your interest on our show tonight. And please do tune in with us every Tuesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I know this is just our radio network, so we on Monday through Thursday. Tomorrow's show, Life of the Dust Live is on. So check it out. We got Max's music coming through. Not only is he going to give y'all the correct way of, you trying to get industry, trying to be industry standard and have the correct form of recording and sound quality to get your radio plays a little more, he's also going to be in the building and he's going to deal with our craziness, our interviews, all the crazy stuff we do on the show. So y'all tune into tomorrow's show. We will definitely get it in. So big ups to Ira Parker, a.k.a. Max's Music.
We shall. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night. Au revoir. And shout out to my boy, Renato Creative. I see you, bro. Appreciate you for tuning in.